I love hearing from our listeners who have ideas for projects. Today's caller is making a podcast, video series, maybe something else. They're going all in. They're making all kinds of fun stuff. And all of it will be for sale. So they don't want to give everything away. They want to offer some version of this as a paid product, but they aren't sure how to package it. Should it be a single bundle or sold separately? You know, access to the podcast or the video series, whatever else it is. This is an example of the kind of thing you need to decide when you're working on your personal branding, also building out those products and different media, trying to figure out, you know, where do I give the most attention? What is free? What is paid, et cetera? And this question in particular might apply to anyone who is selling information or an educational product of any kind, or to any creator who is trying to build their brand with more than one form of media, which is always a good idea. Well, I should say it's often a good idea, but it does take, of course, more work. So, you know, pros and cons to everything. Let's talk about how can I sell different kinds of content in a bundle? That's the question. My answer is coming up after this quick thank you to our sponsor.
Hey, Chris, this is Rachel, and I have a quick question for you. If I develop a podcast, a series of educational videos, and maybe some other forms of content, could I sell a subscription to all of them as a bundle? In other words, customers would pay one price to access everything instead of just one private podcast feeder or series of videos. This way, there would be multiple entry points, and I'd ultimately reach more people. Thanks for your help.
Rachel, not only could you do this, it actually might be a good idea. So in a situation like this, you have a few different factors. It's always important to decide for yourself what success looks like. Like, are you trying to sell to the most customers? Are you looking for the easiest solution? Ideally, those answers would be the same, like the way to sell to the most customers, the easiest solution, you know, the best possible product, the highest possible price. But often when putting together a product or a service, just like in life, you have to prioritize. Overall, though, I am a fan of the bundled model because in addition to creating some simplicity, it can also create more perceived value. You can show your fans, hey, item number one would normally sell for this price and item number two for this price and so on. But by purchasing the bundle, you get it all for the low, low price of, you know, whatever the price is. So it just creates something that is a bit unique and therefore you can kind of create your own price anchor as opposed to, you know, comparing your personalized podcast feed to what somebody else is selling access to. This way you've got your own thing. So generally speaking, it can be a good idea. Good luck. Let us know how it goes. And listeners, if you have a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll continue to feature them throughout the year, along with updates from listeners as they launch their projects. I'm cheering you on, whatever you're up to in the world. Hope you'll come back tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.